Since you're coming into my office, I can assume you have finished cleaning for the day. Is that correct? So if I were to walk out there, I would see not a single speck of dust. The floors would be clean enough to eat off of, correct? I might just have to see if you're willing to put your money where your mouth is. Something tells me you would enjoy having to lick your dinner off the floor like some kind of a filthy mutt. But that's not why I called you in here. What day is today? And do you know what that means? It means that it is inspection day. I need to make sure that you are wearing more than just the dress. It's a frilly thing. Low-cut black dress with a short skirt to match. White lace lines the edges. And a built-in corset cinches your waist just right. You look every bit the part you play. But your uniform consists of more than just a dress. Every day, bras, panties, and other accoutrements are laid out for you to add, and you get to do your chores in them. If I remember correctly, the day had quite a few accessories. I want to make sure that you were wearing all of them while you worked. Stand up straight, hands behind your back, keep your feet apart. Watching me stand up, you are going to stay completely still while I make sure my maid is wearing her proper attire. Watching as I get closer, you feel more than see me stop behind you. My hands instantly go to your thighs, feeling the black nylon against your leg. My hand gets higher, coming to the band, feeling the garter that holds it in place. Good girl. The garters are almost as much a part of the uniform as the apron is. Feeling my hands grab onto your waist. My breath is hot against your neck. My voice loud in your ear. A shiver runs down your spine at the closeness. Meanwhile, my hand raises higher, starts to reach into your shirt. Followed your instructions this morning so well. Not a bra in sight, but I can feel the clamps. You spent the whole day cleaning in these, didn't you? Very good, puppy. Always eager to please. You can't help but moan as my fingers add a bit more pressure to the clamps. You had gotten so used to the sensation, you had forgotten that it could get tighter. Giving you a second to catch your breath. Why don't you bend over my desk for me? Mistress needs to make sure you followed your instructions to a T this morning. I saw that you wore the tail I put out for you. You have no idea how badly you teased me all day with that thing. I'm sure it only got you more turned on. Feeling it brush against you whenever you moved. A subtle reminder that you are nothing but a puppy maid. Not really good for anything besides this. Lifting up your skirt. Ooh, I am greeted with the most perfect sight. What a good puppy. Following my instructions. Absolutely nothing underneath except the tail plug. The one that is dedicated to keeping your ass open. The garter belt adds to it, almost like a frame, giving me easy access to everything I could ever want. Feeling me start to pull on the tail. Having the plug gently played with causes a please to fall from your lips. You've been pent up all day, haven't you? Knowing you're being watched, wearing your sweet little tail plug all day long so that you would be open enough for me to bend over whenever I want. The lack of bra combined with the clamps, well, that only made it that much more difficult to keep your focus when you would bend over. No worries. My lips offer reassurances as I take the plug out. Suddenly feeling empty. It's all right. I've got something even better for you. Sliding off my own pants. You feel what I've been hiding all day long. It's your favorite strap. Just the right size and length. It is ribbed for your pleasure. Curved just right to brush against your prostate. Oh, I know it's your favorite bone in the world already. You don't even have to tell me. Practically shivering in excitement at just the thought of it going inside you. It's your reward for doing such a wonderful job today. Going to keep making Mistress proud and take my strap like it's your day job, aren't ya? Yeah. Yeah, you are. Always such an eager puppy for Mistress's strap. Your favorite feeling in the whole world. More so than putting on your dress and apron every morning. More so than knowing you did everything you were supposed to during the day. This, what you're feeling right now, this is the most addictive feeling in the world. Can never get enough of my strap. It's why you're my puppy maid. I don't even have to tip you when you do a good job. I can just bend you over and fuck you. You'll say thank you, won't you? You'll actually appreciate it more than a cash tip. Just an eager little cum dump. It's part of what makes you such a good girl. You're really the best helper I could ever ask for. You clean everything to my specifications. And then you offer your needy hole up for a fuck. It wasn't even hard to get you to start wearing the tail plug. You almost jumped with joy at the thought of always being open and available for your mistress, didn't you? It's all right. You're just a slutty puppy, and that's all you'll ever be. You don't need to be more than that because, let's face it, you can't be. This is all you are ever going to amount to. It's the only thing you're good at. You spend all day cleaning, and then you spend all night being fucked. Whether you're on your hands and knees cleaning the ground or taking strap, it doesn't really matter, does it? It's perfect for a simple-minded cum-dump like yourself. Why else would you take my strap so well? I mean, it fits inside you so perfect. Every time you clench around it, it pushes the ridge just a bit further into you, makes the bumps feel that much better. Didn't realize an entire day of being teased and denied like this. Kept on edge, teetering between pain and pleasure. Lucidity and brainlessness. I didn't think it would have you reacting like this. Oversensitivity already starts to set in as my hands find their way back to your chest. Oh, yeah. Easily taking both of your breasts into my hands. You feel me squeeze them. Pressing the clamps a bit harder into your skin. Can't help but cry out in pleasure as you push yourself further back. Fucking yourself deeper. It's just too good, isn't it? Oh, yeah. Then you're definitely going to enjoy this. As my cock continues to stretch your desperate hole open, you feel one of the clamps finally release from your nipple. Pain instantly rushes into it as you struggle to catch your breath. My hand doesn't leave, though. Instead, it starts to squeeze and play with the newly freed nub. Ugh, squeezing your tits. It's almost too much for you as the strap keeps going, never giving you a second to adjust, not even letting you have a second to think. You don't need it. Not when you're with me, Pop. You've got one job to do. All you gotta do as you're told. Focus on how good my strap feels. There you go. Focus on that as you get feeling back in your nipple. This could have been so much worse if I just pulled them both off at the same time. You should be thankful I showed you this small mercy. Consider it a treat for cleaning the house so well today. Not that you really need another one. Being fucked open like the needy bitch you are is enough of a bribe for you to keep being the best helper, right? At least you are good at one thing. You make me feel good, and you look fucking sexy doing it. The way your ass jiggles with every thrust of my hips against you. Seeing your hole wrecked around my strap, watching your hole swallow it with such eagerness. It's like this is what you think about all day. You bend over and you pick something off the floor, and then you imagine me. I slide behind you and start fucking into you without warning. Or maybe you reach up to dust a high shelf. And then you imagine me pulling you down onto my strap and watching you ride me. You could even be cleaning the shower. And you start thinking about what it would feel like for me to push you into the tub, getting your uniform wet and fucking you right then and there. You've got a one-track mind, puppy. Sex is the only thing on it at any point in the day. It's no wonder you couldn't make it in the corporate world. You can't even make it a full day without touching yourself, can you? I'm grateful that mistress doesn't control your orgasms or how much you can touch yourself. Oh, Because if I did that, well, we both know he would never get anything done. Besides, I want you to be as horny as you can. It only makes you more obedient. Rocking against me, trying to unveil yourself further. You haven't even noticed my one hand moving to your other nipple, releasing the clamp. Tears start to run down your pretty face. Can't help the overwhelming sensation as you thrust against me. Body reacting on its own accord. You're starting to drown in your pleasure. It's all right, puppy. I've got you. Mistress is here. You can take a bit more. I know you can. It looks so beautiful when you cry. Let it all out, my sweet girl. Don't hold anything back. If anything, it only gets me closer seeing you fall apart so completely. Unable to think. Oh, you're a mess of emotions and sensations. Every nerve feels like it's on fire as your hips try to get closer, try to get away. You don't know what you need. You just know that it's too much, right? Then work your hips with me. Help Mistress get closer to the edge. Going to be a proper cum dump and let go with me. Show me how grateful you are for your rewards. Only good helpers get to feel like this. Are you Mistress's good bitch? Your voice is absolutely wrecked, barely hanging on. You feel my hands start to reach around, finally stroking you. It's like electricity. You start to lose control. Yes, this is what I wanted all along. Don't hide yourself from me. You're beautiful. My gorgeous girl. Oh, yes. Oh, take me so easily. So happily impaled on my strap. Your whole swallowing whatever I give you. You want to let go, don't you? Oh, make me proud. Be a proper cum dump. You don't need to hold back. Be honest with yourself, puppy. Show Mistress how amazing her strap feels. How grateful you are for this reward. Oh, yes. Oh, be a good pigeon. Go on. That's my girl. Are you all right, puppy? I'm glad. Here, let me help. Turning you around so that you're facing me. Now look me in the eyes. I want you to hear what I'm saying because it's the truth. You did a really amazing job, puppy. I'm so proud of you. You did all of your chores despite the distractions, so I obviously had to reward you with something equally as amazing. Today was a challenge, but now you've proved to me you can handle it. You're an amazing puppy, an even better helper. Now, How about we head to the bedroom? If I recall, I didn't have a chance to finish my inspection before I got distracted. After all, you're still pretty much wearing all of your clothes. Last time I checked, inspections needed to be thorough, right? Then come with me, Pop. Mistress is going to make sure there is absolutely nothing else underneath this uniform.